Today's daf is daf nun dalet. So we got to the very last two words on nun gimel amud beis, Amar Rav. So Rav says, Chazarnu, going to the top of nun dalet, Chazarnu akot stadim. I reviewed all the different sides, I did a ton of research, and called some sure Rabbi Meir to find out Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'lo matzinu hekdesh b'shogeg eino mischalo, and b'mezid mischalo. I did a ton of research, I didn't find anywhere, remember, Rabbi Meir felt and if a person used hekdesh b'shogeg, then you're not mechalal. The hekdesh still remains. Only if you use it b'mezid, it is mechalal. I looked all over, and I couldn't find anybody who says this. So then Rashi just explains here. Rashi says, Chazarnu akol tzadim shel Rabbi Meir. Kolomar, in other words, afa pi sheshaninu l'Rabbi Meir b'shogeg lo kidesh, la mishum desfir lehekdesh b'shogeg im mechalal. Even though Rabbi Meir holds, if a man tries to engage a girl with hekdesh, it's not chal. The hekdesh, the kedushin doesn't take place. It's not because when you use something in hekdesh, it's not mischal. It is mischal. If I use hekdesh b'shogeg, it certainly will be desecrated. Because shechazar nu Rashi continues, mekomos sheshana Rabbi Meir behilchos hekdesh. I looked in all the places that Rabbi Meir teaches hekdesh. V'lo matinu makom shenemar bo hekdesh mischal b'mezid v'ena mischal b'shogeg. So ella must be bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid mischal. Even Rabbi Meir agrees. No matter how I use hekdesh, it's always mischala, whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid. And therefore, lesnayu lohanu time with Rabbi Yochanan, we're rejecting Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning from yesterday. The Rabbi Meir, yesh mila b'malos hekdesh v'chemin t'mal nafak l'chulun. Okay. So then the question becomes, if Rabbi Meir thinks, if I use it b'hekdesh, that it is mischalel. So how come when you try to get married to a girl with hekdesh, it should be good, because when you get married, the hekdesh becomes chulun, and now you're giving chulun money. So why did he say it doesn't work in that case of giving hekdesh b'shogeg? So the Gemara explained to Mishnah Seinu b'ksonos kahuna shlo balu, referring to the big day kahuna that has not yet was lo balu, has not been worn out yet. It's still intact, still reusable. Hol v'nisnu lehenos bahen, that the big day kahuna are meant to, for us to be, not us, but the Kohanim, to use. L'fish lo nisna Torah l'malach esharis, the Torah wasn't given to Malachim. I mean, the big day kuna, what do we say? The moment you use the avoda, you wear it when you're using it for the avoda, but you have to take them off right away. There can't be a second where you're wearing them and then you're not doing the avoda. That's impossible. Only malachim could do that. People need a chance to go from the avoda to get to the changing room and to take off their clothing. The big day kuna. It wasn't given to malachi asharis. So therefore, the big day kuna, there's a special heter that you're allowed to use them even when you don't really need to. That's a special heter because otherwise Kohanim couldn't function. And that's what we're talking about there, that he gave Bigadim, Big Dekuna, to her, and that's why they were not Mischalo, because that's a special heter built into Big Dekuna. You're allowed to use them and hana from them, even though it's you're not supposed to. Fine. So it actually becomes very interesting. Machlokas Yishonim here, we don't have to read this inside. Actually, let's read this inside, why not? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, B'ksonos kuna shelo balu. Ru'uyin la'avoda, the clothing is still fit for being used in the avoda. V'chol zman shiru'uyin la'avoda, so long as the bigadim are able to be used for the avoda, ein me'ila b'shkagasam. There's no me'ila by you getting hana from them. Shelachach huktishu, that was the way it was hekdesh in the first place. Mitchila, from the beginning, lehenos behen shogigin, that you're allowed to get hana from the big dikuna accidentally. Rak shlo iskabin l'chalon, you shouldn't have kavana to get hana. We don't expect the Kohanim to be that zariz. Yes, the Gemara and Pesachim tell us that the Kohanim were zariz, but they were not zariz like Malachim to take them off right away. To take them off right away, that would be impossible. So special had to built in the big day kuna. So you look at Tosos now, halfway down, he quotes Rashi, and after that, Rashi quotes Vim Tomar. See Vim Tomar halfway down Tosos? Im Tomar, Im Kain. Hechi kamar Rabbi Yehuda de b'shogeg kidesh. So then how can Rabbi Yehuda, if we're talking about a case of Big Day Kuna, how does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to get engaged with Big Day Kuna? If we're saying that it's never mischala Big Day Kuna, it still remains hektish, so giving hektish to a woman wouldn't work. V'gam b'mezid, and even when it's done b'mezid, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir where he thinks it does work, harei lo nischalchlu. It won't be nischalo, darei klisharisein. Big Day Kuna klisharis. Klisharis are utensils that are being used. Big Day Kuna is what's machshir the person, the Kohen, to work in the Beis Hamikdash. And the klal is, v'klisharis amrinan diyesh moel acher moel. V'ein yotzen l'chulim. If you take a utensil, a kli sharis, from the Beis HaMikdash, and you use it for hekdesh, for rather chulim purposes, you violate milah, but the kli sharis still retains its kedusha. You can use it over and over again, violate milah, never loses its status. Only something that's kedusha's guf. Something that has, what's a good example of kedusha's guf? I guess money. Money, the kedusha's guf, even though it's kedusha's damim. You use money for something else, or carbon for something else, and then there's milah, the kedushin leaves. But a kli sharis never loses its kedusha. So that's the question Tosa says. So it says Tosa, V'yesh lomar, de'ayri de'osim ksonos lo nischanchu adayin lavoda. These big day kuna were not yet initiated, inaugurated into becoming used for big day kuna. They were sewed and woven and set aside to be used, but not yet nischanchu, they weren't used yet. De'oz ein kedushas kli sharis aleim el kedushas bedek abayis. They haven't yet graduated to kedushas klisharis. The way it works is kedushas bedek abayis is anything that I use money from the Beis HaMikdash to buy something, that's kedushas bedek abayis. Now once you apply it to the Beis HaMikdash, then it becomes klisharis. We're talking about the stage before it gets to klisharis. It's still kedushas bedek abayis, and that's if it's used, it will be mischala.
Yeah, that's very schwach, because it's as hoil v'nitud not by him lefishe lo nita tora lemach. So it could be anything. It doesn't have to be kabakazim. It could be any other kli.
Right. It's true. But the difficulty, the reason why Tosfos is struggling with this is because he's making an assumption which other Rishonim reject. He assumes that Big Day Kuna are in fact klisharis.
Right.
Other Rishonim say that no, Big Day Kuna are actually kedushas aguf. The Gemara in Erechin tells us that the Big Day Kuna, the various begadim, actually serve as a kapara. They're like karbanos. So just like a karbon is a kedushas guf, so to the begadim that the kohen wears is also kedushas guf. It's not a klisharis, it's a kedushas guf. The Ritva says this and others as well. So the Tosfos didn't like that. He felt that the begadim did not serve as a kedushas guf. Primarily, it served to be machshir the kohen, to make him into a kohen. It was a klisharis, and because of that assumption, he had gotten to a difficult spot here.
And the fact that when they were balu, they used them to make fire for Simchat Yisrael.
Yeah, right? Yes, they did.
So that doesn't. So it means that at that point on, they are like completely not kadosh anymore. Is that what?
Right. So very good. So the Mishnah Melech actually talks about this case. Let's say even forget the Simchas Beis Shoeva. There's halacha. They have to bury them. There's a need of for geniza or sreifa to get rid of them. Why? So it must be. He assumes if it's a need for a geniza, tells us that's really kedushas aguf to them. So the Mishnah Melech talks about these cases what you're asking about. But either way, that's the machlok is Ritva versus the Tosfos, whether Big Day Kunar is a klisharis or whether it's kedushas aguf. And let's go right here now. Gemara now says, five lines down the Gemara, Tashma, Ksonas Kahuna Shibalu, the Big Day Kuna that have been worn out and are no longer usable, Moal and Behem, Divrei Rabbi Meir. There would be an Isser Mila. So Gemara, I'm not sure what Gemara's thought process is right now, but my lav afilo lo balu, does it not seem to say, even if it wasn't worn out, there would still be an Isser Mila when it comes to the Big Day Kuna against what we said above? And the Gemara says, lo, balu dafka. The Brisa says, only when they're worn out is there an Isser Mila. But when they're reusable, when they're not worn out, then there's no Isser Na because lo nitna Torah l'mal chesharis, and you're allowed to get hana from them, and it's not mischalo. Gemara says another Tashma, mo'alin b'chadasan, chadasan means chadashin, and vein mo'alin b'atikin. There's an Isser Me'ila when it comes to the new Big Day Kuna, but there is no Isser Me'ila when it comes to, not Big Day Kuna, I'm talking about the Shkalim right now. When it comes to the Shkalim, new Shkalim, the way it works is every Nisan, Alf Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start collecting a machzor shekel from every member of Klal Yisrael. And that comes to the New Year's funds, all the Karbanos Tzibor are bought and used from that new year. And all the shkalim from the previous years, the atik and the old shkalim, are already in the past, and there is no Isser Me'ila, according to this opinion, from the old shkalim. Comes along Rabbi Meir, Omer, af mo'alin af batikim. He thinks that there is an Isser Me'ila even when it comes to the old shkalim from last year's shkalim. Why? How do we know this? Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer mo'alin b'shayari halishcha. Rabbi Meir holds that there is an Isser Me'ila when it comes to the leftover shkalim of the Lishka. Lishka was where they collected all the, one of the chambers where they collected all the funds. He explicitly says that there would be an Isser Me'ila on all the leftover funds. Vamai? Why? Neima hol v'nisnu lehenos lefish lo nisna Torah l'mal chesharis. Okay, what's going on here? So let's look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi says here, let's look at Rashi. See, Rashi says, Vein Mo'alin B'Taklin Atikin, four narrow lines up. The first opinion holds that there is no Isser Me'ila when it comes to the old Shkalim. Why? She Torah Shari Lishka Aleim. V'nisam l'chom asayir. What do you do with the surplus from last year's shkalim? You use it to help the walls of the Yerushalayim. U'migdal aseha, and all the different towers. V'chol tzarchei tikun ha'ir, and all the other needs for the city. V'kasava Rabbi Yehuda, ein me'ila b'sharei ha'lishcha, she'nishar ha'odef al ha'kupos, l'achar shlosha chumos. After you've taken all the different separations from the shkalim, and whatever odef, whatever surplus there is no isim me'ila for those anymore. Because those are not being used for karbanos. Those are being used to fix the city, to fix Yerushalayim. But then comes along Rabbi Meir and says, back to the Gemara, that there is an isim me'ila even on last year's funds. But the Gemara wants to know why. Why is there an isser? The whole idea is if you build them, that if you use the funds to build the city, so I'm supposed to get hana from that. If I'm underneath the wall, I'm supposed to get the shade from the wall. Or to go in the towers, that's supposed to be for hana. So the point of the shkalm is to be used for something that I could get hana from. So why would there be an isser me'ila of these actual shkalm?
Here explains that the difference between Remeir is that Remeir holds that, that the Tanakama holds that there is no kedusha on the Chomos Yerushalayim. Rami Meir holds that there is kedusha in the Chomos Yerushalayim. They're not arguing about what they're doing it, but on the kedusha of the Chomos Yerushalayim.
But
according to what it says.
But even if there, but even according to this, that there is kedusha in the Chomos Yerushalayim, I'm still allowed to get hana from them, just like I could get hana from the Big Day Kuna.
Well, depends, because if it's specific for that and not for anything else.
No, if you look at Rashi,
maybe I don't know. I should explain it here, but maybe.
Right, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Hacha Mosair Umigil Aseha V'chulei. Rashi says V'amai Molan Behen. Why is there Meila according to Rabbi Meir? Neima, we should say Lo Nistu Shkagos Osan Maos Lemila Me'achash Omdim L'Chom Seir. There shouldn't be an Isser from the fact that these monies are being used for the walls. Shelo Nisna Torah L'Malchei Sharish Use Reason Malehenas Minachoma Leisha B'tzei Levaleh. So am I supposed to be Malachim and I can't sit underneath the wall and get shade? I can't sit on top of the wall? It's impossible. I can't. How do you live like that in the city of Yerushalayim and not get hung up from the walls? So therefore, even though it was used for the kedusha of the walls, it was a built-in heter to allow hana from them. So since you're allowed to get hana from them, just like the Big Day Kuna, the Kohanim could get hana from them, so to here you could get hana, and there should not be an Isser Me'ila, according to Rabbi Meir. That's the question according to Rabbi Meir. Let's read this inside again. Again, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Omer Af Moalin Af Beatik, and even from the old Shkalim you get an Isser Me'ila. Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer Moalin B'Sharei Halishcha. V'amai, why is there an Isser Me'ila? Neima, we should say, Chol V'Nisnu Lehenos, since there's a heter to get Hana from the walls of the city, then we could apply Lefi Shelo Nisna Torah L'Malchei Sharis. So, Deha Chom Asair U'Migdil Aseha M'Sharei Halishcha Asu. We build the cities and the towers are coming from that Lishcha, and you'll have to get Hana from these city, from the walls and the towers. So once the money is being used for the city fixings, I could get hana from the walls. So mimela I could get hana from the actual shkalim themselves. So Gemara says, you're right. Lo teime Rabbi Meir ela eime Rabbi Yehuda. This is not Rabbi Meir. He shouldn't be the author. It's a mistake. Rabbi Meir would say that there is no isim ila in this case. You're allowed to get hana from the walls. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this brisa. Gemara now says Tashma brings another raya. This sani, the brisa teaches us Amar Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yitzchak Avnei Yushalayim Shenishu. Any leftover stones from Yushalayim, there's an isim meila divrei Rabbi Meir. Ah, why? You're allowed to get hana from the stones of Yushalayim. You could climb the walls. You could sit underneath the shade. So Gemara says the same thing. Lo tema Rabbi Meir ela ema Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this brisa that he says that one cannot get hana from the stones of Yerushalayim, but Rabbi Meir would allow you to. So Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this, about the Avnei Yerushalayim is also because of Me'ila, Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim mi mikadje, what you said before, does Rabbi Yehuda think that Yerushalayim is kadosh? There's no kedusha on the walls of Yerushalayim according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'atnan, the Mishnah tells us in the Maseches Nedarim, ki imra, kedirim, keitzim, keishim, keichal, kemizbeach, kiyushalayim. A person's taking a nether, you want to say that this kikar is upon me just like that carbon tamid. Or this nether, this bread is also to me like a nether, just like that sheep, the pen of sheep. You have to always compare it to something else that's aser b'kedusha. So that's the first opinion. You could say like kimra, you could say kedirim, you could say keitzim, all those things work. You could even say kiyushalayim, according to the Tanakhama, that this kikar is aser to me just like Yerushalayim is aser to me. But comes along Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, Behuda says, Omer kol omer yushlaim lo amar klum. If you want to compare your bread to yushlaim, it doesn't work because he thinks that yushlaim is not aser midin hektish. And v'chitaim, if you want to say, it's only because mishum de lo amar ki yushlaim, it's because he said Yerushalayim. But if you say ki yushlaim, even Rabbi Huda would agree that the neder would be chal, because he would think really yushlaim does have kedusha. Not true. Because Hatani, the Baraita tells us that Rabbi Huda Omer, Kol Omer ki Yerushalayim lo amar klum, ad she yador bedavar hakariv bi Yerushalayim. Comparing to Yerushalayim doesn't work. Comparing to something that is kariv in Yerushalayim to a karbon, that does work. But we clearly see that Rabbi Huda holds that Yerushalayim is not kadosh. So who is the author that says that there's Isser Me'ila on Avnei Yerushalayim? It can't be Rabbi Meir, because he holds you allowed to get Hana from Avnei Yerushalayim. And it can't be Rabbi Huda, because he thinks that there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara therefore concludes on the top of the Dalar Mebeis, Trei Tanai Ninu Valib Rabbi Huda. There's a Machlokes Tanaim, what exactly Rabbi Huda's position was. One opinion thinks that Yerushalayim was Kadosh, and he's the one who authored that is Aser to get Hana from Avnei Yerushalayim. And then there's the other opinion of Rabbi Huda who holds that there is no Kedusha to Yerushalayim. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Nedar. Okay. Gemara now says on the top of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Ula Mishmei Debar Pada. Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Hekdesh B'mezid Mishalel. B'shogig Eina Mishalel. If you use Hekdesh purposely, that's going to desecrate the Hekdesh. It will become a chulin. But if it's done B'shogig, it's not Mishalel. And when we say that the shogeg is not mischal, that means with regards to a carbon. What does that mean? Says Rashi, "V'lo amru b'shogeg mischal." Kilomar lo k'siv b'torah mischal ella l'tzarch carbon meila aval hamos kol makom shalholchos hektishem. Barpada says that even when you use hektish money b'shogeg, the hektish still remains hektish. What it means is that you're chayv a carbon, though. The pasuk tells us in Sefer Vayikra, a person violates me'ila, there's an obligation to bring a carbon. So that carbon is brought when a person violated me'ila b'shogeg. That's what it means, mischalo, ain't that b'shogeg ain't mischalo. I'm sorry, all the way around, sorry. We have a
Beshogeg, it's en mitchalel, because if he would have known that it was hekdesh, he wouldn't have done it.
So
all right, that's right. So it's not mischalel. By major, it is mischalel,
right.
And the money becomes the chulim. Shogeg, it's not mischalel. It still remains kadosh, but it is mischalel in that I, as a gavra, am responsible. The chefsa, the mal, still remain intact. But I'm mischal with regards to myself, I am chayv a carbon.
This is essentially the same opinion as we said initially, Remeir, which is that the reason shogeg doesn't work is because of the fact it's not mischal.
Right, and that's right. That's what Rashi points out, that this argues...
According to Rabbi Yochanan.
Right, exactly.
This is... Right,
according to Rabbi Meir.
Right. Yochanan. So look at Rashi, Bar Pada, three lines down, that's what he says. Bar Pada, poligad rav, v'stri like Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
Very good. So then the Gemara asks, V'chim achar dein mischalel, carbon b'may mechayev. Wait a second. If I use these monies b'shogeg, and the money still remains hekdesh, so what violation did I do? Nothing has happened. I haven't desecrated anything. Why would I be chayev a carbon? Ella, ki asa Rabin, when Rabin came, parish mishmeid de barpada. He explained in the name of barpada, Omer haya Rabbi Meir, hekdesh b'mezid mischalel, b'shogeg ein mischalel, v'lo amri b'shogeg mischalel, elalin in achil bavad. No. He says the only time I'm responsible to bring a carbon when it's done b'shogeg is if I eat it. Rashi says, or any other type of thing of destroying the chefza, whether it be by, you know, using it, the shemen, perhaps for lighting a candle. So if I use it to buy something, let's say b'shogeg, you're right. Nothing has happened to the money, and I'm not responsible either. If I eat the hekdesh b'shogeg, then that's mischalel. Then that there's no chefza anymore, and then that's when I'd be chayv a carbon. That's what he explains. So again, that's a review. Rapada holds, if I use hekdesh for mezid, it's mischalel. The money is now mutter tchulin by violating iser. If I use it b'shogeg, it's not mischalel unless I ate it b'shogeg, in which case it will be mischalel, and that's when I'm chayv a carbon.
I think there's a whole thing about this.
I'm sure there's what to say when we get to Maseches Me'ilah Mirtz Hashem.
Yeah.
The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Halacha K'Rabbi Meir, B'Meiser. We passing like Rabbi Meir in the world of Meiser. Remember, was he held by Meiser? He held that Mamun Gavoahu. Meiser Sheni, exactly. And reason is because Hol V'Stamlan Kavase, there's a Stam Misha, we'll see shortly, that supports Rabbi Meir's opinion, that Mamun Gavoah. And Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda B'Hektesh Hol V'Stamlan Tana Kavase. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Hekdesh because there's a Stam Mishnah like him, which would say that when it comes to Shogeg, the Kedushin is good. When it comes to Shamezit, it's not good.
Rameir Ben Meister said it was never good, right?
Because Mamon Gavohu, it's never your money, right? So the Gemara says now, Rameir Ben Meister, Maihi, what's the Mishnah that Stam like Rabbi Meir?
Well, he goes the other way around. He says that in Bemezit and Mitchalalin and Beshogeg Mitchalalin.
Exactly.
We never said a Svara in Rabbi Yehuda by Hekdesh. We said a Svara both in Rabbi.
I was also wondering why.
We said a Svara both Rabbi Yehuda by Meister Sheni
and Rameir.
Yeah, I don't know. We discussed it either. I don't remember.
I mean, it's possible that if the person has intention to do it, he's actually like coining it in a way, and he cannot be coined.
I've never any svar to say it's a mitzvah by Meir.
Shogeg gets kedushin. Shogeg gets kedushin.
Hey, why is it? Wait, we discussed this no? I'm not sure. Okay. So Gemara says, K'Rabbi Meir b'Meiser Maihi. What's the source that we find that Rabbi Meir, we hold like Rabbi Meir in Meiser Sheni? It's not the Mishnah tells us. Kem Revai, the fourth year of a vineyard. So the loch is, Beishame Omrim Ein Lo Chomesh V'Ein Lo Bir. The loch is in the when it comes to being Mechal fruits of, the halach is the fourth year fruits. Netter Revai, you have to take to Yerushalayim to eat. So let's say you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim. You'd rather bring money so you can be poded the fruits onto money and you can bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Now that's when it comes to Shar Peros. You have to add a chomish. In addition to me redeeming it, I need to add a penalty of a fifth. When it comes to Kem Revai, the fourth year of grapes, the Shamir holds there is no penalty of a chomish. And also Ein Lo Beer, there's no beer either. And the beer is that Rashi explains in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you have to burn all the maestros that are left over from your house, you can't leave them over further. That iser, that chiyabir does not apply to Kem Revai during the third and sixth year. That only applies to maestros.
You can leave it longer, meaning you can take it up to Yerushalayim the year after that.
Exactly, that's what it sounds like, yeah. So again, these halachas are maestros sheni. Maestros sheni, when you bring to Yerushalayim also, you have to pay a chomish, and the third and sixth year you have to burn. But when it comes to Kem Revai, you don't have the same halachas according to Beis Shammai. Comes along by Sil Omrim, Yeshlo, he disagrees, he thinks that no, there would be an additional chomish if a person is podeh, his Kem Revai, you have to pay that chomish, and also, you have to burn them during the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. And then, Beishami Omrim, Yeshlo, Peret, and Yeshlo Olos, there's certain halachas of leaving over the corners of the vineyard, like the peah we have, and also if there's certain unripe grapes, you have to give these to the Aniyim, and Beis Hillel Omrim, Kula Gas, not true, he didn't think so at all, he has no obligation at all to give anything to an Ani. And the reason being, and Rashi tells us why, Kula Gas, you all put it to the wine press, because the Kesavre, Kulo Mamon Gavahu, Kemai Shishen, he assumes Kerem Revai is Mamon Gavoa, and you have no obligation to give from Mamon Gavoa to the Aniyim. So Gemara now wants to know my time with the Beis Hillel, why did Beis Hillel require a Chomesh and a beer when it comes to Kem Revai, because he had a certain Masora, Gamri, he learned the Gezer Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mi Meiser. Ma Meiser Sheini, Yeshlo Chomish, Vyeshlo Beer, Af Kem Revai, Yeshlo Chomish, Vyeshlo Beer. There's a Gezer Shava. And Beishamai, Lo Gamri, Kodesh, Kodesh, he did not have a Gezer Shava from Meiser. So therefore, Kem Revai stood alone, and there's no pasuk that tells us that Kem Revai requires Chomish and Beer. That was Beishamai's opinion. So then, so now, Beis Hillel, Omrim, Kemeiser, Kiman Svirle. So now, in the world of... So this whole discussion was about Kerem Revai. We want to know about Meiser Sheni. So Beis Hillel, who is he whole like in the world of Meiser Sheni? So he compared Kerem Revai to Meiser Sheni. So Kiman Svirle is Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that says Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. So am I cool gas? Hamar Meiser Mamon Hedyot. So why then would Beis Hillel say Kerem Revai and Meiser Sheni should all go to the gas, all go to the wine press? and I'm pata from giving those different matnos aniyim. I have to give the aniyim. Rabbi Huda thinks that my shesheni is mamon hediot. It's my personal money. I have to give from my mamon hediot to aniyim. Just like if I had a regular vineyard. Forget my shesheni. If I have a vineyard of grapes, I need to leave parad and olos to the aniyim. So too, if I have a vineyard of my shesheni, that too has to go to them because it's all mamon hediot. That's according to Rabbi Huda. So how could Beis Hillel say, when my shesheni, I don't have to give these matnos aniyim? It therefore must be, says the Gemara, Ela lav k'Rabbi Meir. It must be that Beis Hillel assumes that my shesheni is like Rabbi Meir, that's mamon gavoa, and that's why my Meiser Sheni grapes are pater from giving these peritonolos to the anim, because mamon gavoa, so this is the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, that again Meiser Sheni is mamon gavoa. Gemara now says, what's the story?
You brought it as a raya? No, it's just as a
Stam Mishnah.
No, yeah, but the part of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, why do we bring all that? Because it's a raya to Rabbi Meir.
No, it's a raya that, this is a Stam Mishnah. Beis Hillel would be a Stam Mishnah that we assume, like Rabbi Meir. Mishnah doesn't record a Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, just tells a whole halacha of Beis Hillel.
Okay.
And that Beis Hillel was under the assumption, like we pass on Rabbi Meir.
We hold that Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Meir.
Exactly. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yehuda b'Hekdei Shemaihi, where do we find that we pass like Rabbi Huda in the world of Hekdesh that again is amazed, ain't a mischalo, but shogig it is mischalo? Misha tells us the Tanan, we saw this mission a number of times already, it's a mission in Me'ila, Shilach Bayad Pikeach, the Gizbar, the head of the Hekdesh treasury, sends with a Pikeach, an intelligent individual as a Shliach, to go use the money of Hekdesh to buy something. Benizkar, and then both the Mishalech, the Gizbar, and the Shliach remember, Ad Shlo Gia Eitzah Chanvani, but the Chanvani doesn't know. He's given money, and he doesn't know the money's from Hekdesh. The Gizbar and the Shliach both realize at the time. So their Bitar is mazed, let's say. The Chanvani is completely Veshogig, if not even Ones. Chanvani Mal, the Cheshiyotzi. When the Chanvani uses that money to buy something, the Chanvani violates it. So we see that the Gizbar and the Shliach are off the hook, because they're now mazed, they're aware of what's going on, they're off the hook, and it's only the Chenvani, who's Beshogeg, who gets the Isamila, so that's the Raya, Stam Mishnah, in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, wait a second, is it really true?
That's the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda. He holds by Shogeg, it's Mischal, and by mazed, it's not Mischal. Right.
Well, that's not the Svar, that's the statement, that's consistent with what we saw in the Mishnah, but that doesn't explain why he holds that way, though. It says the same exact thing in a different way. Right. Than the Mishnah.
I thought when we were going through it, I thought it was Pashut the other tzad that Shogeg is
Mischala and not Mezid.
And I was trying to understand.
He just holds the opposite, we just don't know why. Okay. So the Gemara says now, Ukrab Yehuda b'maiser milotanan. Do we not find the Mishnah of Maisa Sheni that stam like Rabbi Huda that holds Mamon Hediot? I'll bring a Mishnah right now. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Maisa Sheni itself. Hapo de Maisa Sheni Shalo, most of Allah Chamishesa. So, a person who takes his own Maisa Sheni, again, Maisa Sheni, I need to take the fruits of Yishalayim, but I don't want to shut the fruits, so I'm poda now into money.
Didn't we say before that by Me'ida there is Shliach de Dvaravera?
Yes. There's,
I'm sorry, there isn't. We said that somebody is moyo.
There is shlichas dvarver. Very good.
Yes,
it's one exception
right.
That there is. But that's only when you really want the shlichas anymore. The moment that Gizbar realizes what's going on, he severs his ties. He cuts off all he...
Correct. So then the shlich also should be moyo.
The shlich also remembers. The shlich also remembers, and he knew about it, and he forgot, and he comes off.
In this case, both the shlich and the Gizbar remember. Otherwise, yeah. The shlich would also be moyo.
Exactly.
Like we said.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think the Rishon point this out.
Rashi says,
okay. He's a good Rishon. Okay, the Gemara says, again, the mission, Maisa Sheni tells us, Hapo de Maisa Sheni, Shalom, a person redeems his own Maisa Sheni. Most of Allah, Chamishiso, he has to add a fifth, the penalty of the fifth that the Torah tells us. Bein Mishalo, Bein Shenitein Lo B'matana. Whether or not it was his that he grew himself, his own Maisa Sheni, or whether it was given to him as a Matana. Okay. But right now it is. So Gemara wants to know money. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Ilema Rabbi Meir. If you think Rabbi Meir authored this Mishnah, Mi Mata Yav Leib Matana. Can a person give me his Maaser Sheni as a gift? V'hamar Maaser Mamon Gavohu. It's Mamon Gavohu. You can't give me your Maaser Sheni. It's not yours. It's in your farm. You have a responsibility of taking care of it. But it's Mamon Gavohu, and you can't give Mamon Gavohu to me to become the new owner of your Mamon Gavohu. It doesn't work that way. Right, Rashi says, Mamun Gavohu, around 10 lines up in Rot, narrow lines, Velamati Yavle. The farmer can't give the Maisa Sheni if it's Mamun Gavohu. Vahavale Shze Shenitain Lo Kilu Eino Shalo. You're giving me something that's not yours. Vain Mosif Chomish Ela Bailim. Only the Bailim, only the initial owners have to pay the fifth. But a guy who received the Maisa Sheni, I have no obligation because it's not mine. It's not. I'm not the Baal of it. The Lo Krina Baby Masaro. So Ela must be La Rabbi Yehuda. Must be Rabbi Yehuda who thinks that Maisa Sheni is Mamun Hedyot. And a person can give me his Maisa Sheni. Now, I'm the new owner. He gave it to me as a gift. And now, if I were to be pulled it, I would have to pay a chomish. So, to stop Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Where is it? Lo, not true. Liol Rabbi Meir. He really, Rabbi Meir, authored this Mishnah. What are we dealing with in the Mishnah here? Kigon diyov nele betivlo. When he gave me the Maisa Sheni, before he separated, before he has mafrish the Maisa Sheni, when it's still in the state of Tevel. And when it's in the state of Tevel, it's not yet Mamon Gavoa. It only becomes Mamon Gavoa the moment you mafrish it. What's in the state of Tevel, pre-Hafrasha, that's not Mamun Gavoa. And also, you have to make the other assumption, which I don't want to get involved with explaining too much now. Ukisavri, you also have to hold Matnos, Matanos, Shlohurmo, Kimi Shlohurmo Dami. If I have gifts, if I have Tevel, there's the potential to separate from it, the Tevel, to give the Matana. So if there's the potential's there, so many, is a Machokis in the Gemara here, that even though it has not yet been separated, it's considered kihurmo damyan, it's considered separated, and therefore, even though the maaser sheni has not yet been exposed, it's still viewed, the tevel might be still viewed as mamon gavoa. In order to understand this, you have to assume that we pass in the other way around, that matanos shelo hurmo, kimi shelo hurmo damyan, that if it hasn't been separated yet, it's not viewed as being separated here, and there is no, we don't view the potential mamon gavoa being there in the tevel, therefore tevel is not mamon gavoa, and the baal, the owner of the Maisa Sheni Tevel, can give someone else the Tevel, and it's considered at that point still Mamon Hedyo, Afilu, according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir can be the author of this Mishnah here as well. Tashma, Gemara brings another Mishnah. Hapode Netur Vai Shalo, most of a love, Chamishis or so. A person has the fourth year fruits that he's supposed to bring to Yerushalayim. He wants to redeem it onto money to bring the money to Yerushalayim. He has to pay an extra fifth. Bein Mishalo, Bein Shenitein Lo B'matana, whether it's his own or whether it was given to him as a gift from his friend. So Gemara asks the same question. Money, who allows you to give Neter Vai to your friend? Ilema, if you hold it to Rabbi Meir, Mi Matzi Yavle, would he allow you to give it as a gift? V'ha Gamrin and Kodesh Kodesh Mi Meiser, because Rabbi Meir holds that Meiser Shein is Mamon Gavoa, and through the Gzer Shava Kodesh Kodesh, Neter Vai is also therefore Mamon Gavoa. So my friend can't give me his Maisa Sheni or Neter Vai, that's Mamon Gavoa. And once it comes to me, it's not my money to add a Chomesh on it. Ella must be La Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda must be the author who thinks that both Maisa Sheni and Neter Vai are actually Mamon Hedyot. And that's why he allows a person who receives a gift, he now becomes the new owner and has to take Chomesh. And the Gemara gives the same answer as before. No. The old Rabbi Meir, v'halcha b'mayaskinim, what are we dealing here by the Neter Vai case? It's a case of kigon diyav b'kishu smadar. When he gave the fruits, when it was still a very young, small fruit, before the chi of Neter Vai kicked in, a smadar is a very, very small grape, before it actually developed, and there's no chi of Neter Vai just yet. So since it's not Neter Vai just yet, it's not mamon gavo just yet, even according to Rabbi Meir. And this is not uktilo krebiosi.
So it's orla.
And it's not Orla. It's the fourth year. Not Orla yet.
So what is it?
It's potential. Nothing. Yeah.
It's potential Revai. It's on its way to becoming Revai.
So it's not even called a fruit.
Right, exactly. No, it's lav for you. It's not a fruit. So if a person were to eat it, it would be considered a nothing, I guess. Right. A lav achila, I guess.
Right.
This is not like Rabbi Yossi, who holds the Gemara in Brachas, also quotes his opinion. Damar smadar asim ipnei shupri. He thinks, no, even when it's very, very small, the grape, it still qualifies as a pri and would be considered Neti Revai. Lastly, the Gemara says, Toshma. Mashachei manu meiser besela. If a person is trying to buy meiser sheni from somebody else, and he pulls the meiser sheni for the worth of a sell, he makes an agreement, I'll buy it for a seller. He pulls the meiser sheni before yet giving the money. Velo hispik liftoso ad she'amud b'shaim. But now, he's not able to redeem it. Now it turns out the value goes up to two seller. So now maybe he should have to pay two seller for the meiser sheni. So Gemara says, no sin sella umistakir b'sella. No, he actually, all he has to give is a sella, like they initially agreed upon, because the meshicha is what creates and finalizes the kinnin. And the guy now, he earns a worth of a sella. He can now sell the maisha sheni and make two salam. He makes some money off of this. Umaisha Shani Shalom, and the Maisha Shani is his.
Right. And if it would be Hegdash, you would say that always Hegdash always wins both ways.
Ah, right. So Gemara's in money. Who authored this? Ilema Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, am I Mistaker Basela? Why does this guy get to the prophet of a Sela? V'nasan es hakesef v'kam lo amarachmana. When it comes to being pidyon podem mamon gavoh, when it comes to hekdesh, it always goes based on the kesef. The kesef is what finalizes it, not the meshicha. El relav Rabbi Huda. Must be Rabbi Huda authored this mishnah because he assumes ma'aser sheni is mamon hedyo, and therefore it works like any other regular transaction. The meshicha is finalized. So based on this, Gemara says liolam Rabbi Huda. So fine, now we have one stam mishnah like Rabbi Huda, hacha chad stama v'hacha tre stama. So even though we have a stam like Rabbi Huda, we still have two stam ones like Rabbi Meir, and that's why we pass like Rabbi Meir over Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says, istama dafka, mali chad stama, mali trade stama. So the Gemara wants to know, so who cares whether you have one or two stams? You know, a stam's a stam misha. You know, one against two, you have a stira. One stam misha like Rabbi Yehuda, another two stam misha like Rabbi Meir, but it doesn't make a difference how many there are. We have a stira, had a paskin. So it's not about numbers. The Gemara ends up saying, "Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak halacha k'Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Meir, hol v'in sinam v'bechirasa kivase." It's not about the numbers of how many stam mishnas it is. It depends on which mishnah it appears in. And it says the last Rashi in the page here, hol v'in sinam v'bechirasa kivase. Maseches Edios kari bechirasa b'shekol divrayam heidu mipi agdolim v'halacha k'mosam. It's called bechir because all the different gedolim said all the different testimonies in Edios, and whatever we find in Edios, the halachas like him. So since one of these stam mishnayos, like Rabbi Meir, appears in Maseches Edios, that's the reason why we passing like Rabbi Meir over Rabbi Yehuda. Even though, again, there's another stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, we favor Rabbi Meir because of Maseches Edios.
When we said there were two, we were talking about the same mishnah that was published twice, right? We were talking about that same mishnah of Beis Hillel that just appeared in two places.
Oh, that's what it was?
So it looks like to me, because I don't recall seeing another mishnah that was Stam Rabbi Meir. Rashi said it was Mishnah.
Ah, I see. Yeah, something the same thing repeated in two different places.